This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, smorgasbord of just crazy stories. And I do mean crazy stories. And they're all over the place. And some of them are so crazy, you just, you can't believe they're true. I have people who say to me, where are you finding this stuff? This can't be real. Well, it's in plain sight, easy to find. Just everybody's afraid to go for it. Because when they start to see it's real, what are they going to do? Right? And I got to tell you, earlier today. Should I save this one? Yeah, I think I'll save this one. And you heard about the whole Democrat thing. And you know, they scuttle out of town on a private plane with no masks on, eating great food, skirting their responsibility. But they don't see it that way. They're running away to save the people. How are you running away to save the people? How does that work? All right, so for those of you who are Disney freaks and you have all kinds of Disney year tickets and, for the different things that Disney's got going on, you are feeding, that's right, I'm going to get on you, you are feeding the flames for this. You are giving them the money that they need to keep this craziness up. And if you guys got together, even just for a little while, no movies, no events, no park, no nothing, they would feel the heat. They are bowing down to basically a very small group of people. And it's really getting crazy. So Disney, I don't know, I haven't been there for years. Decades, actually. I think the last time I was there, almost 20 years ago, I would bet. Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party always was extremely popular, right? It's always great to have around the quote-unquote holiday season. Well, they're going to rebrand it. Now they're going to call it the Magic Kingdom Nighttime Show. Or, God bless, can't call it Christmas at all. Nothing to do with Christmas. Or they're going to call it the Disney Very Merriest After Hours. That doesn't make any sense. Can you see a little kid tugging on his mom's skirt going, hey, mommy, I want to go to Disney's Very Merry After Hours. I mean, come on. Really? Whoever came up with that idea, or that, you know, truly is the recipient of coal in their stocking, don't you think? I mean, when I was getting irritated with Xmas, some of you guys were making fun of me. Grow, Joe, Christmas is Christmas, no matter what you call it. Oh, okay. Sure. Then let's stay with some of the crazy names that have been out there in the past. No, it's not. Right? I'm Joe Messina. You call me Frank Smith. It's not my name. It's not the same. It does not give honor to my family's name. And if you're going to try to tell me that it's okay to say Merry Xmas, Happy Holidays. No. Disney didn't provide an explanation for the change, but in recent days it seems like they're becoming more woke. The Imagineers must be millennials, seriously. Think about it. They're cleaning up their rides now because they're so offensive. Among the offensive rides that have been updated, Pirates of the Caribbean. Because it depicted people of the Caribbean in a bad light. Paint their faces white. Who cares? Right, the ride, the Splash Mountain ride, it was inspired by Song of the South, which is a very racist song, apparently. They also plan to update the Jungle Cruise over the concerns about, you ready for this, the depictions of natives. Because I think they're having a problem with the fact that they're showing the natives as being black. But I guess if you're in Africa, certain areas of Africa, on certain rivers in Africa, I would imagine the majority of the natives just might be black. I'm just guessing here. It just gets better and better as the time goes on. There was even controversy surrounding Prince Charming's life, right? I mean, his life-saving kiss, because he didn't ask Snow White for permission first. She's out cold, you moron! And it's only a story. Phony, but they could have worked that in to show you shouldn't take advantage of a woman. He was saving her life. You know, when a fireman goes into a house, sometimes they see people and, you know, they see naked women because either their clothes have burned or they were just getting out of the shower or some people sleep naked, whatever. Should they go, pardon, can I save your life? In the nude? Is it okay for me to look upon your body? It's just crazy people. They're also removing the words ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. From all the recorded greetings at the park, I just throw away the recording devices or the announcing device. Let them do it up front and personal. Serious. In April, Disney announced that it was looking hard into inclusion as being a key part of their customer support. Inclusion? Ridiculousness. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone?
This hit that ice cold, Michelle, fight for that white gold.
Now we're back. We are back. You listen to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. You know, on the air, and some of you are in the chat room texting it up, or I don't know, what do you want to call it, chatting it up? That's what I call it, chat room, right? But I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us, and you're involved and engaged, and you should be. It's the only way we really get informed, right? So apparently the Dems had a, you know, kumbaya moment of their own making, or so they thought, and they're applauding themselves, which I really love, for running away from a fight. This is somehow noble. I don't get that. You talk about working with different dictionaries, right? I don't know how this became noble to run from a fight. I don't think our founding fathers would have called it very noble. Matter of fact, if you ran from a fight in their day, not only were you a coward, but it was probably treasonous. which is exactly what these people are doing. They're not doing this for a holy roller noble cause. They're doing this to make sure that their donors on that side of the aisle give to them next time around. Make sure there's plenty of money for them. But in Washington, D.C., a group of them got together. They thought they'd play it out to make us all feel bad for them. I'm hoping you're not falling for this. I talked to a few Dems that are not, falling for this. Wonder if you are. Let me see if I can get this thing. Let's see if we can get this thing to play. But again, I mean, these guys are amazing. Everything is drama-based, right? Let's see.
Let's see. A great outline and op-ed in yesterday's post about other things.
Let's start at the beginning and do it right.
Yes.
We need the power of the presidency. A great outline and op-ed in yesterday's post about other things President Biden can do. We need the president and the vice president and every Democrat in this Senate working together to preserve American democracy. There has seldom been more at stake. That's why they're here. We need to see in the administration and in the Senate the same courage that these Texans have demonstrated.
Deep in our hearts, I do believe we will overcome today.
All right, so I will give them credit for one thing. They didn't practice, that's for sure, I'll tell you that. But they're singing We Shall Overcome. When you think about that song, when it was used and how it was used, right? And the fight that these people were put up. They didn't run away from the fight. Right? This was something, I won't say it was a fight song, but it was a song to build them up to make sure that they were ready. And they're not overcoming anything. What are they overcoming? The fact that they won't be able to cheat anymore? And come, can we stop this game where some of you Dems, some of you people on the left, you really say, oh, no, there wasn't any cheating. They're already seeing in the audits and even the recounts, they already saw issues and problems. You have videos of them shoving the same stacks through over and over again on counting machines. You really can't be honest enough to say, okay, that was wrong. Even that one act, you can't say that was wrong. Because if the politics is more important than you than integrity or your religious beliefs, this is not the show for you. Turn on another station. Well, turn on another show. Stay on the station somehow. Really, think about it. That's what got us where we're at now. Moral values are out the window. It's not my morals versus your morals or anything like that. That's not what I mean. But moral values are out the window. I told you something stupid simple that I noticed years ago that I think it's a big deal. Just a mere fact that kids don't even know how to say excuse me anymore. Pardon me, excuse me, I'm sorry. No, I can't have any of that. My kid's entitled, doesn't have to say excuse me. You get out of his way. Yeah, I got news for you. Seriously. What a joke that was. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. What a joke that whole thing was. Really. All right. Let's talk a little bit about, I'm going to get religious on you. Okay? And really where we're at today, from a Christian perspective, we'll hear more about this tomorrow night, and where we're at. Are we as strong as we've always been? We just have less people speaking up? See, I don't think so. I think we have less warriors today. I think we have less people that are willing to step up and defend God's word than before. You know, and we're confronted with statistic after statistic. Right? The health of the Christian worldview appears increasingly bleak. That, you know, more and more Christians are taking on more of a worldview as far and won't back it up scripturally. It's really funny. They believe themselves to be Christians because of the scripture. Or several scriptures, yet they won't use any other scripture for anything else in their lives. How is that honest? Right? Now, the health of the Christian worldview appears increasingly bleak, according to the American Worldwide Inventory 2021. Nearly half of millennials surveyed said that they either don't know, don't care, or don't believe that God actually exists. Don't know, don't care, or don't believe. What are they seeing at home? What are they seeing for an example of this? Are they seeing anything that leads them to believe that a God might exist? Only 26% of Gen Xers, and a mere 16% of millennials, understand and believe the basics of the gospel. In addition, to 31% of teens and young adults strongly agree that what is morally right and wrong changes over time based on society. I don't buy that. Not for 30 seconds. So what is it? All of a sudden, did the years get earlier and earlier that a girl can have sex with a man of any age? I mean, seriously, what's going to change? How far are we going to go? What are we going to accept? But these trends shouldn't surprise anybody. Right? But especially those who believe in traditional Christian doctrine. You know, when you learn about the fall of man, when you understand what took place, when you understand the evil that people wanted at one point, you can see why we're back right now. I told you, for my non-Christian friends, there's an interesting story about, you know, when God told him to take over Canaan. Right? And you just got to, even if you're not a religious person, you read the story, you realize that they weren't doing what they were supposed to be doing. They weren't being obedient. They weren't taking the product that was theirs. God said, here's your land, take it, take it. Leave me alone, here's your land, take it. Right? It's like my old pastor used to say, it was so strong, so real, which I thought was great, is you can starve to death with a full refrigerator. Let that sit for a second. You can starve to death with a full refrigerator. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show on GCN. Thank you for being with me. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, oh, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Texas House has voted to approve the arrest of Democratic lawmakers who fled the state Monday to avoid a vote on an elections integrity bill. The remaining lawmakers, the vast majority of them Republicans, voted 76-4 to direct state law enforcement to track down the absent members. 61 members left Texas on Monday and flew to the nation's capital, depriving the chamber of the quorum needed to hold a vote on the bill. Critics of the measure say it makes it harder for Texans of color to vote, while its supporters counter that the bill actually makes it easier to vote while making it harder to cheat. And COVID cases are on the rise in many areas of the country, with health officials blaming the Delta variant and slowing vaccination rates. New data from the CDC showing that new infections are now averaging more than 23,000 a day for the last 7 days. Cases are up over the last 14 days in every state except Maine and South Dakota. Health officials say that the highly transmissible variant is now the dominant strain in the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. Hopefully you are, too. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. You learn about stations and times. You've got to head up to the website. You find them there. There are all kinds of pull-downs where you can get all kinds of information, about this show. And I would suggest, Brad Dinkins was on the last hour, and I would suggest that you check out his organization, Pacific Justice Institute. They're doing a lot of good things for us, usins all around the place. So, I was talking about some of the things again. Christians just don't pay attention. And, we're looking for the government to do so much for when we aren't as a whole. But, my old pastor used to say, I thought it was great. You can starve to death with a full refrigerator. Because we've got to do something. We've got to actually get up and do something. This is crazy. You know what I'm saying? And until we decide to take some of this stuff into our own hands and push it forward, move it forward, and make sure that we make something happen with it, this is how you're going to see this country. This is what's going to keep happening. What you see happening around you with them consistently trying to take more and more and more and more of your rights away. Right? 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. It's funny, they're trying to make it so that it looks like that there were thousands and thousands of people that greeted Biden, in Michigan over the Independence Day weekend. And they're always trying to make excuses for this guy. They're always consistently. They thought that Donald Trump really was mentally ill. It was really most of them that are mentally ill, but thought he was really mentally ill because of some of the things he said and he did. And yet Joe Biden gets a walk with everything. Everything he says is brilliant. He's the smartest man, sharpest guy in the room. Don't you find that amazingly just in your face? It's delusional, for lack of a better term. So, over the weekend, over the Independence Day weekend, finally you start looking to see what's going down. You're watching all these videos out there. Well, Biden's greeting, you know, small crowds of people in Michigan. Well, you know, he's a community guy. Wants to be out in the community with the people. It's only personal when you have those big crowds that show up, you know, 45, 55, 60,000 people. That's not warm and fuzzy. Come on. Trump delivered a speech to thousands of people in Florida. And some accounts that there may have been as many 45,000 people to turn out in his rally that day. And I would doubt that. I don't think that's a far stretch. And anybody who does is probably not, you know, being totally honest. So, again, we need to push back. We need to make sure that they know we mean business. That we're willing to stand up for the president. We're willing to do things that others aren't willing to do. For a man that's supposedly hated by the country or hated in big numbers, people beat their brains out to go see him. They drive for hours to go see him. Where's the hate there? Right? No, I'll do this one. Yeah, it's, some of you, I got one email, but how many of you were surprised? Really surprised by the Disney, we got a chat room here, by the Disney issue. I would hope not many of you. Because you've been watching what they're doing for years. You watch how quickly they change their spots when they think somebody's upset with them. Or a certain group is upset. Maybe Christians should boycott the place for a whole weekend and watch what happens. Right? And again, I say to you, you just can't stop these people. Not unless you speak up. Not unless you really get out in front of it and start speaking up against some of the things you see happening on campuses, happening at schools, happening at workplaces, happening around you. You've got, you know, again with the Chick-fil-A, my God. And they're too dull to realize that every time they go on one of these rampages, Chick-fil-A just makes more money. Notre Dame students are going out of their minds because there's a proposal to put a Chick-fil-A on the campus. And they don't think it should be allowed. It's just crazy. You know, they really don't want true, I don't want to say capitalism, freedom. Now, a group of students and faculty at Catholic University said they don't want Chick-fil-A to open a restaurant near Indiana campus because the restaurant changed frequent donations to Christian groups. I want to catch this again. In case I went too fast for you, right? A group of students and faculty at an elite Catholic university don't want Chick-fil-A because Chick-fil-A is too religious for them. They give money to Christian organizations. I mean, the guys at the top of this organization, this university, they're going to be fired immediately, if not sooner. They got to go. How do you do that? How do you do that? You are a Christian organization, an organization that says they follow the teachings of Christ, that the Bible is at the center of their teachings, and somebody brings up something that's at the center of the Bible, the teachings of Christ, and you're not going to hear it. You're not going to have any part of it. Wow, that's cool. 180 University of Notre Dame students and faculty signed an open letter calling for the school campus dining division to nix a proposal to have Chick-fil-A on campus. Now, the movement did gain steam after two undergrad students wrote a letter to the editor to the school newspaper titled "Keep Chick-fil-A Away." The letter writers Tilly Keevan and Joey Jagier accused Chick-fil-A of donating millions of queer-phobic groups. They said it included the Nonprofit Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Whoa! Really? That's a queer-phobic? You know, this phobic word has been thrown all around the place. And this is why I say to you, some of you guys who have been listening to the show for years know I've been saying this for years. Stop letting them have the words. Stop letting them define what the words mean. It's wrong in so many ways. Don't do it. Take it back. Take back the words. Don't let them get away with it. You know, again, I know that some of these online sources are changing the meaning of the word. Don't let them. Phobic is an actual fear of something, not disliking something. I don't like asparagus. Does that make me asparagus phobic? This is just crazy. What they really object to is the owners. Their personal donations to organizations like the National Christian Charitable Foundation, which is listed as a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center, another hate group. No, they do. They hate anything Christian. They hate anything God. And they hate anything conservative. Really, let's just be honest about it. How do you attend a Catholic college and not expect to adhere to the Catholic dogma? How do you expect to be a Christian and not adhere to Christian rules? Jesus' commands. That's just ridiculous. It's par for the course, but it's ridiculous. Chick-fil-A said that it would no longer donate to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and the Salvation Army because of similar criticisms. They cut that group, those groups off as early as 2012. Why? I don't eat there anymore. No, I don't eat there mostly, even when I have an opportunity to. I don't go out of my way to eat there anymore because, again, they cave so quickly. Where are the warriors for what you believe? I don't care if it's whether it's God or science or whatever it is you believe. Where are the warriors for that? You're all caving into the left like they're so almighty powerful. They make you feel bad. We've raised a group of people that do not understand how to fight it through. It is beyond me. I just don't get it. And frankly, I never will. It's not in my makeup. I don't know if I'm too stubborn or stupid, but it's just not in my makeup. We'll be back. Don't go far. You listen to the Joe Messina Show here on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Seriously, I really do mean that sincerely. I love the fact that you guys, whether you're in the chat room, sending me email messages, text messages. If you want to sign up for the text, it's real simple. You want to text GOJO, really easy, one word, GOJO. If you can't spell that, you're in trouble, to 77222. GOJO to 77222. All right. You know, again, we were talking about Chick-fil-A. And basic religious, Christian principles, not religious principles, we're the only ones to get the bulk of this. They're an attack in every one of these places. Now, one person said, well, it's really not that Christian principles that bother us. They claim that because the restaurant chain gets its food from industrialized farming, it's bad for the environment, it's deplorable, and it places a burden on marginalized communities. I love how they've always got this philosophical or college level over your head conversation terminologies that are just, you know, who remembers the Charlie Brown cartoons? Remember that one teacher, everything was like wah, 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 wah? That's kind of like what they've got come to. Now when they're talking like this, all I hear from them is wah, 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 wah. North America has an obsession with meat like no other country on earth. It's destroying the planet. I mean, really, really squishy snowflakes. They also argue that Chick-fil-A's menu of fried chicken and potatoes doesn't supply an array of options suitable for a diverse campus community. They say that vegans and vegetarians would receive little benefit. Right. Okay. Bring your own food. Is this the only one on campus? Because usually there's more than one. I mean, I love this stuff. In letters to the editor, they also went on to say, they're trying to strong-arm, well, actually, really, if you read the letter through, they're really trying to strong-arm the school's campus dining group. They had 26 faculty members sign on. I wonder how many faculty members they actually had. Now, students at other universities, such as NYU, Northeastern, they've made headlines in their attempt to block Chick-fil-A. We have no plans for such a large-scale disruption. Rather, we wish to resolve this concern before it transforms into a larger controversy. Well, just the mere fact that you're trying to stop a company from making money based on its religious beliefs, because that's the biggest part that bothers you, right? It's amazing. So now we can't believe what we want to believe. You can believe anything. Every absurdity known to mankind, like the 79 genders, and yet, we're the whack toys. We need to be punished. Now, Chick-fil-A was founded in Georgia in 1946. It's been closed on Sundays ever since. Well, since it opened. Because the attitude of the owners were you should spend a day with your family. Oh my God! Can you imagine? They felt that Sunday was a day of worship and rest. And it's up to you to take advantage of it. I give you the day off. If you decide that you want to rest, great. You want to work, great. You want to worship, great. But you're not going to do it in my place. You're not going to use me as an excuse as to why you couldn't go to church. They should be able to run their restaurant any way they want to. And again, like someone said earlier, this is the part that irritates me. They're not discriminatory at all. Any group, doesn't matter who you're sleeping with, they don't care. Will you do the work? One thing I love about Chick-fil-A, no matter where I go, the people serving you are the most polite, articulate people that I've ever been when it comes to fast food. Oh, he's a racist because they're only all white. No, that's not true. But on top of that, it is please. It is thank you. Not yeah, thanks. Okay, good day. Yeah, no problem. No worries. They don't do all that. They realize that the people that are spending money there, I want to be able to understand you, so speak up. Look at me. Articulate. I know, I'm being an old man, right? I don't really care, though. I guess Biden's at it again. I didn't hear this. I just heard about this earlier. You know, matter of fact, I love these titles where they say, you know, Biden is a pathological liar. You want to sit there and go, really? How is this news? We've known this for so long. So Biden apparently in his speech decided to inject racism or race, you know, about not just the Texas law, but many other laws now when it comes to voter integrity. And I'd love to sit down and have an earnest, open conversation with a Democrat as to why having ID is bad when 80% of the country is good with ID. As a matter of fact, not just good with it. They really believe it's the only way to keep our election safe, real, honest. Gutfeld blasted President Biden as a pathological, shameless liar, which is better than what I had. The commander-in-chief injected race into a Philadelphia speech about election laws as Texas State Democrat lawmakers flew to Washington, D.C. to prevent that state's legislature from having a quorum. Which, by the way, I don't know if you heard, the legislature actually voted to issue arrest warrants to bring them back. Now, speaking in Old City, Biden claimed proponents of election security measures are engaged in 21st century Jim Crow assault. No. I don't know how they say that. And I don't know how you buy it. You rank and file left. How do you buy that? First of all, I'd have to say, do you even know what Jim Crow laws are? Do you know them by detail? Do you know where to find them, look them up, and find out exactly what they did? He said, it's unrelenting. It's unrelenting. And we're going to challenge it vigorously, he said. Are you on the side of truth or lies? Stand up for God's sakes. Help prevent this concerted effort to undermine our election. Look who's talking. Biden went on to claim that Republican-led election security reforms in states such as Texas, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and so forth, facing the most significant test of our democracy since the Civil War. These guys have no clue as to what's going on. Right? Security reforms. Making it harder for blacks to vote. You know, if they actually sat down like they did with the Georgia law, I love what Fox did, and I think it was Gutfeld, who originally, like, right away sat down and started listing off how the Georgia law actually gave them more time to vote. Made it easier for them to vote. See, they just don't want the mail-in ballots that are unchecked, unverified. It's just like the border. I keep telling you guys, when Democrats say they want comprehensive border security, it's not even the same universe as what the Republicans and conservatives want. Right? When they want border security, they see it as opening it wide up. Because then you don't have to worry about people getting hurt, getting stuck there. You know, you show them where to come to get help. They'll do it. They know they won't do it. Not only do they know they won't do it, they know they're not going to show up for their court dates. And they know they'll be great voters for them for decades to come. Look up what LBJ said. He was right on. Gutfeld said he was upset by Biden's race infusion. He went on to say he's a pathological, shameless liar. He ran on being a unifier. He's done nothing to unify us. He's done absolutely nothing to even try to bring us together. You know, he's comparing this bill to the KKK, Jim Crow. All he does is, you know, it's funny, for one of the most racist men that's ever run for office, and you got him on video after video after video being racist. Right? We're going to have him tell us that we're racist? Seriously. Biden said 17 states have enacted 28 new laws to make it harder for Americans to vote. But they didn't. They made it safer, more secure, and you can get an ID if you need one. Every American has the right to vote except the left's favorite voting blocks, which are felons, illegal immigrants, and the dead. Think about it. They've been beating their brains out to allow felons to vote. I mean, people who've been in jail for the most part, I mean, I know they've done their time, I got it. Who do you think they're going to vote for, though? Right? Now, Biden really, truly, according to Gutfeld, I believe him, joins a long line of Democrat figures who, you know, they make it their mantra, if you would. They label their opponents as racist, extremist, Hitlerish, if you would. Every one of these guys have been compared to Hitler. You go all the way back to Reagan, right? You had Reagan, George W. Bush compared to Hitler. Matter of fact, McCain was dubbed a warmonger. And when he turned on Trump, all of a sudden he was God gives the Democrat. They all think about this. Don't they call that schizophrenia? Come on, give us a thought. When Romney switched, all of a sudden he was their best buddy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more to talk about. You don't want to miss this. We'll be back in just a bit.